So the remedy is to bring the system back to balance, to promote relaxation, to allow the calmness of the mind, and see that your system restores its normalcy completely. This is what SMET helps us to train our body-mind to bring the system to normalcy. In a voluntary situation, you stimulate and relax, stimulate and relax. As we start stimulating and relaxing, then the stresses start reducing. From a higher stress level, we start moving to a lower stress level. A lower stress level, still containing the stresses, the deeper stresses, the subconscious stresses, the deep-rooted stresses, also have to be released. Stimulation, relaxation help us to go deeper and deeper. There is nothing like a perfect state. You can go on going deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, more and more expanded. And we believe that perfection has no limits. After stimulation, the relaxation should bring the system completely to normalcy and also allow the system to relax further. The entire trick of the SMET is to allow the changes to continue, allow the relaxation to continue, allow the calmness of the mind to continue. And that is how we can move from the present stress level to a deeper, relaxed state. Therefore, after each asana, when you come back, allow the system to relax further. For example, when you are doing Padahastasana, going down, your blood pressure is increasing from 120, 140, 160, 180, and in the final phase, slowly it starts reducing, 180, 170, 160, and as you return after maintenance, it starts coming down, 150, 140, 130, 120. Now allow the same trend to continue. As you reach the vertical position, it comes down to 110, 100. This continuation of the relaxation, allowing the changes to continue, is the key factor in the entire SMET program. Allow the changes to continue. The heartbeat, the pulse, the blood pressure, the breathing rate. Let all the changes which come about during a phase of stimulation should be allowed to restore its original state and further reduce. Therefore, allowing the changes to continue is the key factor that we have to concentrate. As we start reducing the stresses and tensions, day after day, with the practice of SMET, you start feeling an inner poise, inner calm, and slowly the bliss starts spreading. Then the practice also becomes deeper and subtler. As the practice starts becoming more and more subtle and deeper, you start feeling the changes that go on throughout the body very vividly. You are able to recognize very easily the stretch of the muscles and relaxation of muscles, increased muscle tone and decreased muscle tone, increasing blood pressure, decreasing blood pressure, increased heartbeat, decreased heartbeat, increasing pulse speed, decreasing pulse speed, synchronization of pulse with heartbeat, increasing breathing rate and decreasing breathing rate. Then, still deeper, you're able to feel the nerve impulses. Though there are thousands and millions of nerve impulses going on continuously throughout the body, we hardly recognize them. So we start recognizing the nerve impulses as you calm down, as you relax more and more, as you go deeper and deeper, releasing the stresses more and more. Very clearly, you feel the avalanche of nerve impulses, particularly in Ustrasana, in Ardha Chakrasana. After that, when you return, you have the avalanche of nerve impulses generated at the back and the neck region, and you are able to feel the nerve impulses spreading throughout the body. Start feeling the nerve impulses. Then the sound vibrations. We use three sounds, ah, oo, and ma. In repeating ah, you have the lowest frequency and the whole body gets into a fine phase of relaxation, fine resonance should start coming up. You should be able to feel the vibrations massaging the whole lower part of the body. When we repeat Om, keep a little air in the mouth and forcefully force the ukara so that it will bring about a beautiful flutter. And makara or brahmari, the humming sound of a bee, the whole body experiences a fine massaging effect with complete resonance throughout the body. A sound which is full. Feel the sound vibrations. Rather than just elongating the sound, allow the sound to spread throughout the body. This is how you start going deeper and deeper, start feeling things which are deeper and deeper, subtler and subtler, starting from mere grossest of the muscular stretches to respiratory changes, the heartbeat, the blood pressure, the pulse, the synchronization, then the nerve impulses, then the sound vibrations. You are going deeper and deeper. Your whole system is getting more and more sensitivity. And this sensitivity, this increased sensitivity, will start helping you to increase your depth of perception. But along with this increased sensitivity, there should be the increasing relaxation. Expansion of awareness should start coming out. Often in our day-to-day activities, we increase our sensitivity by attention, by concentration, by focusing. As we start focusing, as we start putting our attention into a particular topic, then we start perceiving it. For example, even the normal heartbeat, if you put your attention deep on your heart, if you place your palm on the heart, you'll be able to feel the heartbeat very clearly. But however, when you calm down, when you relax, when you expand your awareness, you'll be able to feel clearly. The difference is, in one there is focusing, there is attention, there is strain, there is effort. This is the modern life. Large number of people throughout the world today, millions of executives, have been able to develop tremendous amount of sensitivity, sharpness of mind, increased intelligence and increased creativity. But the very same people who have this high sensitivity are getting stuck with the very same sensitivity. They lose sleep, they are stuck with stresses and tensions, and they are unable to come out of the loop of sensitivity. Greater the sensitivity a person has, greater the possibility of he getting stuck with the worrying loop and the sensitive group. They are unable to come out of those thinking loop. Therefore, it is very mandatory to see that you learn the art of coming out of this thinking loop, worrying loop, and the slavery of the high sensitivity. That's why, in fact, yoga is set to bring this mastery, not only to increase the sensitivity, but also to come out of that sensitive chakravyuha. Manah prashamanopayaha yoga itya vidhiyate, said Vasishtha in his accomplished text on Yoga Vasishtha. So it is coming down of the mind, silencing of the mind, coming out of that worrying loop, coming out of that chakravyuha. That is the crux of smit. Therefore, the second dimension of this coming down, expansion of awareness, is but mandatory for all those who are in the executive world, who are in various phases where they develop excessive tensions and stresses. Therefore, the second dimension that we have to add on as we go subtler and deeper is the aspect of expansion. Expansion of awareness. What is awareness? Awareness starts off as attention. To be attentive. The monkey mind, the mind jumping out, the random mind, the haphazard mind, going out hither and thither, we bring the mind to a focus. We develop concentration. Our entire education system is to develop this power of concentration. Faster thinker, quicker thinking, fine analysis, sharper intelligence. This goes on. But however, focusing, attention, deep concentration are all strenuous. They bring fatigue, they bring stress. Therefore, from this we start expanding further. attention is called pointed awareness. From pointed awareness, you start moving to linear awareness, stretching that point along a line and allowing the awareness to continue. For example, when you are doing initially Ardhakati Chakrasana, you feel a pointed awareness may be at the waist where there's maximum stretch of the muscles. But gradually, as your sensitivity increases, you will start feeling the stretch of the muscle all the way from the tip of your toes up all along the feet and to the tip of the finger of the palms. The entire body, the muscles stretch, you are able to feel. That becomes a linear awareness. We are bending forward in Shashankasana. You feel the pointed awareness at the back, at the coccyx region. As you start moving down, you start feeling a stretch of the muscles along a line, along the spine maybe. That is linear awareness. From linear awareness, surface awareness, abdominal muscles, pressing the thigh muscles, you feel the surface, the entire surface you become aware of. That's called surface awareness. When you are lying flat on the back in your Shavasana, in IRT, QRT, RDRT, you feel the entire back muscles collapsed on the ground. That is surface awareness. When you do the Namaskara Mudra, the salutation, you feel the palms, the surface of the palms. When you're standing in Tadasana, your entire soul on the ground, the surface awareness. So move from pointed awareness to linear, linear to surface. From no dimension to single dimension to two dimensions. From two dimension to three dimension is the next progress. In three dimension, you feel the vibrations throughout the body. The length, the breadth, and the depth. All three things included in three-dimensional awareness. So when we start practicing the SMET, you start developing this complete three-dimensional awareness, complete body awareness. A very effective tool to build 3D awareness into our system is the sound. We use and the combination of the three, Through these sounds, we will be able to generate resonance in different parts of the body and throughout the body. For example, a Brahmari would bring beautiful resonance in the head region. Akara builds resonance because of its lowest frequency in the lower parts of the body. Ukara generates the flutter and the entire middle portion gets to a beautiful massaging effect. Aonma brings a complete body awareness. This is how we start recognizing, we start feeling the three-dimensional awareness, awareness throughout the body. But then, moving from three-dimensional awareness to the group awareness. The modern high-tech era is the age of organization, the age of group work, the group and the teamwork. And for that we have to have a group awareness. From the complete body awareness of the individual further progresses to build a group awareness. When all the people are lying down, when we chant Auma, those vibrations will spread throughout the hall and a fine group awareness starts coming up. You become aware of the group. In group work or teamwork, we follow certain norms, which sometimes may be a little contrary to even the individual fancies or likes or dislikes. For example, we have to match our frequencies when all the sounds should synchronize themselves. So matching the frequencies is the first step in group work, in teamwork. We have an objective, every one of us should tune to that objective of the corporation, of the business house, or the family, or the country. And that attunement, the tuning up ourselves, that synchronization is the first step for group work. That training is obtained here in the SMET when all of us will repeat Om and Om together, synchronizing the sounds together in the same frequency, producing a fine resonance to the entire group. Similarly, when we are practicing Ardhakati Chakrasana, Arpadahastasana, Ardha Chakrasana, Tadasana, Shavasana, Shashankasana, Pushtrasana, whatever asana we are doing, we do it together. Every movement is synchronized, matching with the instructions of the leader. We see that all movements go together in a very synchronized way. This is how we start building the group awareness. The last is the all-pervasive awareness. Coming out of the body, spreading ourselves and tuning into that infinite blue sky. Either a blue sky or a fine infinite expanse of the ocean. Whatever is easier, one could choose and tune the mind to that infinite expanse. And this is how we move from pointed awareness, linear, surface, three-dimension, the group awareness and the all-pervasive awareness. As our sensitivity starts increasing, we start also complementing it with expansion of awareness. Increased sensitivity and expansion of awareness are the two main facets of executive growth. As an executive starts growing, starts becoming more and more mature, you'll find that there is a very deep insight, very high sensitivity. You develop an eye for your profession. You develop a ear for your work. You develop feeling for your co-mates. And that depth of perception is complemented and supported with a broader vision. You are not self-centered, only for yourself, only for yourself is shattered. You always think of the organization, you think of the business house, you think of the corporation for which you are working, and tune yourself to the total objective. Expand your awareness to that. And the good of the country, as the top executives, the top line executives of the company or the corporation should tune themselves to the overall good of the country, and this is how expansion takes place. And the overall good of the entire humanity and the entire universe is the one that we have to work on. SMET tries to reduce the stress, expand our awareness, increase the sensitivity, and bring down the stresses more and more and more and more as we start growing. To summarize, the first step in SMET is stimulation and relaxation, the core of the SMET. Stimulations provided through asanas, breathing, heartbeat, blood pressure, and so on. Let go is the trick to relax. Let go is to calm down the mind, slow down the breath, the three cardinal principles of yoga. As we start progressing, as we start recognizing the regions of stress, regions of relaxation, we allow the regions of stress to relax more and more, release the stresses from different parts of the body, decrease the muscular tone, decrease the breathing rate, decrease the heartbeat. You start relaxing more and more, the BMR goes on reducing as we progress. You move from high stress level to low stress level using the stimulation relaxation ladder. But the entire trick of the stimulation relaxation ladder is to see that relaxation is more than the stimulation. At the end of a stimulation, you relax and allow the relaxation to continue to move to the next level of stress, reduced stress level. With the release of stresses, there is increased equipoise. A feeling of bliss starts emerging. A feeling of fulfillment comes up. And you are at ease with yourself. Then you start perceiving things which are deeper, subtler. More sensitivity starts developing. Increased sensitivity. Sensitivity to muscular stretches, the respiratory changes, the blood pressure, the heartbeat, the pulse, synchronization of heartbeat with the pulse, the nerve impulses, the sound vibrations. You go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. This increased sensitivity may lead you to hypersensitivity or overreactivity or oversensitivity, which is the basic cause for all the modern stresses and hazards. So one has to complement and support this with an expansion of awareness. Awareness starts as attention, then to linear awareness, surface awareness, three-dimensional awareness, entire group awareness, all-pervasive awareness. That is the growth in awareness. We start expanding more and more, with broader vision. And this is how the SMET not only provides a fine package module to release the stresses, but also build a group awareness, the team spirit, the national awareness, and the awareness of the entire humanity, and gives a fundamental solution to the problem of stress, to the problem of tension, or the problem of excessive hyperreactivities and overreactivities, and can be the real turner in the lives of all the executives today, all the people who are suffering from excessive tensions, and reach them to the phase of greater and greater bliss, equipoise, equanimity and oneness. That is what the goal of all our yoga moves at. In the beautiful sloka, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, that all people be happy. Sarve Santu Niramayaha, that all be free from ailments, diseases, that all people become healthier and healthier. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, that all people move towards perfection, move towards reality, move towards the abode of bliss, knowledge, creativity, freedom and power. Ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet, that nobody suffer from the misery. Let the misery go on reducing. Let the misery go on getting vanished so that the bliss will start emerging. Let all people be happy. That is our goal of the Indian tradition. Thank you.